I've been a soldier most of my adult life. In that time, I've met only a handful of great soldiers, and of that handful, only half or less come from my World War II experience, and two of them come from Old Easy. You and Bill Guarnieri. The rest of us were okay, good soldiers by and large, and a few were better than average, but I know as much about grace under pressure as most men, and a lot more about it than some. You had it. In 1980, riding an experimental hang glider, Smith crashed and suffered severe injuries. In operating on his lungs, the doctors discovered a cancer. Rader, who had pulled Smith out of a flooded field on June 6, 1944, visited him in the hospital. They played a name game. One would call out the name of a Toccoa man, the other would supply a brief word portrait. Shortly thereafter, Smith died. Sergeant Amos Buck Taylor spent a quarter century with the CIA, working in the Far East Division of the Covert Operation Directorate, sometimes in Washington, often overseas. He won't say much about what he did, except that the big threat to our country in that part of the world was Communist China, and of course the USSR. That will give you some idea of the focus of my work. So much for that. When Captain Spears got back to England in the summer of 1945, he discovered that the English widow he had married and who had borne his son wasn't a widow at all. Her husband reappeared from a POW camp. She chose him over Spears, and the couple kept all the loot Spears had shipped back from Europe. He decided to stay in the army. He made a combat jump in Korea and commanded a rifle company on the line in that war. In 1956, he attended a Russian language course in Monterey, California, and then was assigned to Potsdam, East Germany, as liaison officer with the Soviet Army. In 1958, he became the American governor of Spandau Prison, Berlin, where Rudolf Hess was serving his life term. In 1962, he went to Laos with the U.S. mission to the Royal Lao Army. When old E Company men call him today and open the conversation by saying, "You won't remember me, but we were together during the war," Spears replies, "Which war?" His son Robert, born in England during the war, is an infantry major in the King's Royal Rifle Corps, the Green Jackets, and Spears' pride and joy. David Webster could not understand how anyone could stay in the army.